Hi everyone, it's Kaz. I just thought I would do a boo. I have got myself a new blender, and I know a bit ago there was boos done all about the Nutribullet and you know, how good it was, etc., etc. And I really fancied one. I've wanted to be a bit more healthy, and I really love smoothies. So I looked into buying a Nutribullet, but the price tag was just a little bit high for me. They're about £100, and I just didn't have £100 to spend on a mini blender. I have got a big blender, full-size blender with a jug and everything. So I do have a blender, but not a sort of, you know, portable one that I could easily make a smoothie in. But the Nutribullet price tag was just a bit high for me. So I've been looking around ever since. And the other day, I actually went onto Amazon. Excuse the running water. I went onto Amazon for something else, to look for something else. And on my recommendations, it came up with this little device that I have now purchased. It's called the Breville Active Personal Blender. And it says in the Amazon description, green and white. So it must be coloured green and white. And what it is, it's a base unit, and it comes with two bottles and two lids and a blade. So what you basically do is you fill the bottle with your desired ingredients, you put it down onto the base, you twist it to lock it into place, and then you press the button, and you have your smoothie or whatever else you're blending, whether it be, you can do soup in it and you can do smoothies in it and all sorts. So what I thought I would do is I would demonstrate the use of such device, because I have actually tried it. I got it yesterday and I have tried it, and it does work very well. It's only 300 watts as opposed to the Nutribullet, which is 600 watts. But it does the same job. I mean, I'm going to use frozen fruit anyway. So I know the Nutribullet, you can put in, fruit with its skin on, etc., and it will blend it all. But I'm going to use frozen fruits anyway. And this, for £19.99, it was £29.99 and it's now down to £19.99, I thought was a pretty good deal if it worked. And I got it, and I have to say it does work well. So what I'm going to do is demonstrate. I'm going to put some frozen fruit in this. I have got some Black Forest fruit mix. So I have a bottle which is 600 millilitres size. So I'm going to put fruit in. Oops. Bottom of it. Here we are. Fruit in there. So this is raspberries, blueberries, cherries, I believe. I think it is anyway. I can't remember everything that's in it, but I think that's what's in it. So I'll put some frozen fruit in there. I am now going to put that back in the freezer. I'm now going to put in a few spoonfuls of strawberry fat-free yogurt, which I am getting out of the fridge. I'm actually making this before bedtime. This will be my breakfast tomorrow morning when I get up. So, nice healthy breakfast. And it really does taste very good. I was prepared to pay £20 for it, but I was a little bit, you know, I thought, oh, we'll see how this goes. But actually, I was very, very pleased with the end result. So I'm putting spoonfuls of yogurt in there. try not to spill it everywhere. There we are. That's the yogurt in. Okay. I'm going to now put in some, couple of handfuls of oats, just to add some fibre. So I'm going to put in some oats now. And I just brought supermarket own oats, which will do the job just as well as like Quaker or any of these other ones. So I'm going to put a couple of handfuls of these in the mix. Put them in the bottle, there we go. Handfuls of oats in here. There we are. And the end result, or the end, the last ingredient for this smoothie, I mean, this is just one I've made up myself, and I'm going to try different ones. Sorry, that was my cup of closing. This is just one I've made up, but I'm going to put orange juice just to top it up. Top up the bottle. I'm going to put orange juice in it. There we are. That's enough. So, now I'm going to put the lid on, which, or the lid that contains the blade, I'm going to put onto the bottle. Put the lid on, put that on nice and tight, and I'm going to move the phone over to the other side of the room now, where the base is plugged in. So I'm going to switch on the base. Got the base. It's a nice portable small unit. It actually sits on top of my microwave. So I'm going to put this bottle now onto the base, and I'm going to put it on there, and I'm going to twist it so that it's locked in place, just like that. And I'm going to press the button now to start blending. Check to see if it's all. I think I'll give it another few seconds. Yeah, because it's only 300 watt, that is the only thing. You sometimes have to just give it that bit longer to blend. Looks good. I'm just going to take the blade off and give it a try. Yes, that is very nice. Very well blended smoothie we have. So what I can do now is put